Hi, my name is Alyssa Potter. I am 16 years old. Today is January the 28th of 2024. I'm speaking with Mary Potter, who is my mother, and today we're going to be talking about prenatal development and infancy. And the topics we are going to be covering are background, prenatal, slash birth, physical development, motor development, language development, temper, and attachment. Do you give consent to this interview?
Yes.
Okay, let's start this interview. Was this your first child?
Yes, one of three.
Where were you living?
In Rookersville.
With whom were you living with?
My husband at the time, who is now my ex-husband.
How far along were you when you found out you were pregnant?
6 to 8 weeks.
Did you get any prenatal testing done?
Yes.
What sort of prenatal testing care, if any?
We did the Down syndrome screen with a blood test. We did a lot of ultrasounds. And that was pretty much it.
Did you find out the sex of the child ahead of time?
I did.
Did you have a birth plan? If so, did it work out?
Not really, per se, a birth plan. We did a lot of things prior to birth. Took some birthing classes. We toured the labor and delivery unit at Martha Jefferson. So we kind of, you know, being the first one, we were, didn't know and nervous. And so we did some birthing classes to try to know what to expect.
In what hospital was I born at?
You were born at what is called the old Martha Jefferson Hospital.
Okay. Any good pregnancy slash birth stories?
Well, while we were in labor and delivery, everyone was watching Monday Night Football and was having babies all around me. And I got stuck with dilating, so we had to get some medication to make you appear.
Where did I sleep?
You slept in your bassinet to start off with, and then transitioned to your crib.
When did I begin to sleep through the night?
Never. That was a sad situation. It was well over a year before you ever slept through the night.
Was I breast or bottle fed?
Breastfed and supplemented with formula when there wasn't enough.
Why?
Because we were told in our classes that breastfeeding was the best nutritional thing to do for your baby. It helped a lot with developmental things.
And for how long was I breastfed?
Roughly a year.
When was I introduced into solid foods?
About 6 months old.
Were there any foods that I was allergic to?
Just had a contact allergy with ranch dressing.
Do you remember my general growth percentiles?
Very tall. You were in the tall percentile and very thin.
How old was I when I rolled over, sat up, crawled, and walked?
About 6 months for the crawl, right at a year for walking.
Sat up.
About 3-4 months.
Rolled over.
Same. Army crawl, 3-4 months.
What was my favorite toy?
You really didn't have anything that was your favorite. You played with a bunch of different things.
When did I start grasping objects with my hand?
That was probably around 3 months old with your bottle.
And when did I start grasping objects between my fingers?
That was probably 6 to 8 months, I would say.
When did I start to babble?
You said a whole lot, but it was just babbling. It was around 2-3 months.
Did you use infant direct speech, like baby talk?
Yes.
What were my first words?
Mommy.
Did you use sign language with me?
Very little.
If there are any funny stories related to my use or misuse of language during the first year of life?
I don't know if it was the first year, but you always pronounced onion as yunions. There was a little bit of a speech delay there.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you about temperament. So there is an easy child who is adaptable and easygoing. They remain calm and they're easy to soothe. And a difficult child reacts negatively to new situations, not adaptable to new situations, do not remain calm, and are much harder to soothe. What child was I?
In between uneasy and difficult. You were easy until you had a crying spell, and then it was not very easy to soothe you.
Tell me about examples to demonstrate this temperament.
So when you were probably 3 to 4 months old from birth up until then, it was very hard to get you to sleep in your crib. When we would lay you down, you would wake back up and start crying. And there wasn't a whole lot that we could do to soothe you. You wouldn't take a pacifier. The only thing we could do was kind of lay you across our knee and kind of pat your back for you to stop crying, and then you would drift off to sleep, and we'd go back through the process again of trying to put you in your crib so that you would go back to sleep. And that went on for a while.
How stable was my temperament?
It was pretty consistent. Like I said, that behavior with you not wanting to sleep and would cry about an hour for a day was consistent.
How different or similar were my siblings' temperament?
Very different. The other two kids who are younger pretty much eat and sleep. They weren't fussy. They just went with the flow.
How did others, such as parents, grandparents, siblings, friends, teachers, react to my temperament style?
You were really only around the grandparent, and that's how she pretty much dealt with it, the same way we did when you were fussy. So
share with me the various attachment patterns and where did I fall? Okay, now I'm going to ask you about some attachment patterns, and tell me which one you think I might have fallen as a child. An attachment pattern would be an experiment done when a mom is put into a room with her baby and playing with toys. And then the mom would leave and a stranger would come in. After the stranger left, the mom would come back into the room. The first attachment pattern would be where a child explores freely while the caregiver is present. They might engage with the stranger, but they would typically play with toys, bring one to the mom, show the mother. They might be upset when they see the mom leave, but happy to see her return. The second attachment pattern would be the child worrying about the situation and clinging to the mom rather than exploring the toys. When the caregiver leaves, the child might be distressed. The third style would be avoidant, and the child would avoid the mother and may not listen and would show very little emotion when the mom is there or returns. They may run away from the mom. The child may not want to explore much or anything. no matter who is there, and the stranger would be treated no differently than the mother. The fourth style would be disorganized. The child would cry during separation, but avoid the mother when she comes back into the room, or may approach the mother, but freeze or fall onto the floor crying. Do you know which one I might be?
You would probably fall under the first and the second. There was a little bit of separation anxiety because you were not really around a lot of people, mostly myself, my mom, and you didn't do well with stranger danger. So, but I mean, you were a little sociable, but not a whole lot.
Do you think, can you think of any examples of separation anxiety or stranger anxiety? And if so, what age?
You had always been a little standoffish, even to this day, around different people. If you don't know them, you're not very likely to, you know, socialize or go up to them. That's been since you were able to walk and talk, so I would say around a year old. We then put you in preschool because we were a little worried that that was going to happen because you weren't in any kind of setting where you were around different kids, being the first child, and that you were had daycare or babysat by my mother, who didn't have anyone else there with you. So you weren't really one to interact with other kids very much. You would look at them and point, but that was about it.
Okay, and that would enter interview for today.